Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High with you this morning. 7:43 here in downtown Coffeyville. And joining us, as he does every other Tuesday when we have a city commission, we have City Manager Mark Hall. Mr. Hall, good morning. How are you doing this morning, sir?
Good morning, and great to be here.
It is great to have you here. And, of course, we do have another city commission meeting tonight. And before we do start going over the agenda, what has been the response about hosting the commission meeting online? Have you guys received a response about that, if it's been good or bad, about the commission meeting being streamed live online?
Now, we've always had the live stream. What we've done at meetings in the public is – really worked with us is we have had the commissioners social distancing, and we've asked the public to understand they've been allowed allowed to come in, and if there is a citizen's comment or if they have a concern about an agenda item. The public has been great. They've understood that we're trying to do this and keep open to the public. In fact, what we will be doing the public could participate in its Zoom, and I don't have that with me, but it'll be on our site. They can participate in Zoom. They can watch it just like they regularly do on the government channel 13, and they also can watch it on the internet, but Zoom will be available too. What the commission staff, all those will be on Zoom, though the public will be able to see that. I will be in the commission room by myself. Should someone wish to, and we understand, but trying to keep this as open as we possibly can, someone could come and make citizen comment if they had one, and in the commission room. I will be the only one in there. The commission will all be on Zoom. They will be from a remote.
One is the loneliest number.
And they will be at a remote location. But that way, the public still can. This is something different. We have the commission truly feels in transparency, so we'll try that. It is also... being in the commission room, you can, if you need assistance, enter the east side. There's a ramp going down to a single door. If you go through there and turn to your left, there's an elevator, and you can take it to the second floor. We ask the public to just bear with us. we'll just say attendees come. We can only have a limited number, and they will be spaced. The others, if there was a run over, they would have to sit out in the foyer area. And that is to protect them. It is one of those. The virus is still out in the communities. We are still under a governor order. So it is one of those. We ask you to still bear with us, but we do understand if there's a need. One, you could talk to the commission through Zoom. And two, I will be there in the room by myself. And there is screens that they would be up on that you could talk to them if you needed to. So we're trying that just to, instead of saying, good luck, we're on Zoom, see ya. The commission is trying to be as open as possible during this time. So they kind of requested, is there any alternative? Because if someone can't get on Zoom.
Right.
So it is. We're still, if you'd like to watch the meeting, we're on the internet, and we're also on channel 13. So please join us, watch us. But we do thank you for your understanding during this time. We thank you for if you do watch us and not come in, and that's just for the safety of everyone.
Absolutely. And speaking of the meeting, you guys got a packed meeting tonight. A lot of things to go over. So we'll start out before we get to the regular agenda items. The consent agenda has just a few things, appropriation ordinances to go over.
Yes, it is. There is a, and this is housekeeping type business. It is one of those. There's an appropriation which is $3.3 million, which that does include, and I know the commissioners explained that to the public, the reason that seems so high and very high is due a lot to our electric. And then we're also, there's a authorized water purchase contract between the city and Montgomery County Rural Water District. They've made a request on District 14 to purchase water. So that goes for commission's consideration. Then we have moved to comments from citizens, and we ask the public, please bear with us, but there is, we are trying to come up with alternative ways to communicate. Then we move to our regular agenda items, and that's a public hearing. It is for the closeout of the 10th Street CDBG grant. It is one of those. This grant was for $320,000 that we applied for. Of course, the city had $383,000, but we saved taxpayers $320,000 through the grant process. It is for the improvements that you can go see on 10th Street. The other is we moved to old business. There's a resolution concerning a waiver for certain building permit and inspection fees, and that will be a discussion again. That will be a discussion. And then there's a resolution which goes with this, is to amend the fee schedule, and that will be another discussion by the city commission. New business, and this is where we get into the, I guess, the meat and taters.
Here we go.
There's an ordinance to authorize the loan agreement through KDHE. And what that is it's a financing tool for cities. It's very, very low interest rate. And, of course, you know, in these times, it is very low. It is for the funding of AMI, SCADA, and meters that will affect water, wastewater, and electric. Now, what this, the KDHE loan, that loan is for water and partially for wastewater, their portion. But it's a big project. We hope to start in the future, and it will upgrade our system to fixed read. And basically what that is we can read from a single point, which all the meters in town. So
Very cool.
A great thing. And that will be for commission consideration. Then we'll move on to authorizing the mayor and the city clerk to execute an inducement agreement between the city of Coffeyville, Montgomery County, and Prosperity Builders. What this is an incentive that for Prosperity Builders, which is going into the Southwire building. That's in the future. What this is an incentive per employee to come to Montgomery County, and it will be an incentive per employee for over the period of 5 years. During that is Prosperity, his goal and plan is to have 120 employees. So that'll be 120 jobs to Montgomery County. So the commission will consider that. Then we move on to a resolution to approve the unit prices paid to Republic Services. And if you're not familiar with it, Republic Service is our trash service.
Mm-hmm.
We contract that out. It is one of those. First is the city price, and that will be, they are with the agreement, raising those. And then the next resolution is the disposal rates for customers inside the city limits, or excuse me, in their jurisdiction, their area, and they proposed a rate increase of 28 cents and 18 cents if you have an additional cart. But that'll be for commission consideration. It is one of the next item will be to authorize the issuance of a purchase order from Arthur J. Gallagher for insurance coverage. And this is an annual. This is our annual general property and liability insurance mm-hmm. that the city must have. It is one of those for commission's consideration, the approval of that insurance. So that'll be what's discussed there. Then we move on to the resolution to authorize the extension of fiber optic internet to Cedar Brook and Northbrook neighborhoods. This is taking fiber to those locations to a point. It is one of those, it's paid by the developing party. And the commission, that's for their consideration to allow that to happen. Next, we go to a resolution to accept Firehouse Subs. And we want to thank Firehouse Subs. If you haven't eaten one, go out and eat one. But it is one of those Firehouse Sub grant. It's for the purchase of a 2020 Dodge 350 brush and grass truck. And what this is to fight fire. It is one of those that our fire department, our fire chief, and others work together and apply to Firehouse Subs. They received the grant in the amount of $36,200.
And the best part about that is it's a grant. It doesn't have to be paid back. It's free money to buy this stuff.
And that is, and you know, our goal, as we've said before, is to look under every rock, every place, to find grants to save the taxpayers' money.
So, absolutely.
And then we have the city manager's report, and I wish to thank all the departments. And then I do, in that period, to thank the public for the understanding. This is something new to everyone, and we're all going through it together. Coffeeville's a bright, bright, bright place in Kansas. In fact, if you go out today, this morning is a beautiful,
day. Yeah, it is. I stepped out a few minutes ago and just stepped outside. It just feels perfect out there. 61 degrees. Cannot ask for anything better.
But we will get through this, and it is one of those. We understand the hardship on everybody. It's not just businesses. It's the working people of the city that have been staying at home, trying to and complying with the governor's order, and we appreciate that. We're relatively low. The last time I checked, I think we were at 16 cases mm-hmm. In the entire Montgomery County. When you look at the population of the entire Montgomery County, that's doing great.
Absolutely, it is.
And there is, it's one of those, you know, thank you, public, for it's hard to, especially on a beautiful day, to stay home. And this will pass, and the governor does talk Thursday. We'll have a press. We'll wait to see on that. But it is one of those that keep hanging in there, and this will pass.
Absolutely, it will. So, again, that commission meeting is tonight at 6:30. So be sure to – lots of different ways to view it online, on TV, and also get the Zoom app, and you'll be able to look at it that way. So, again, lots of ways to consume the meeting tonight. Mr. Hall, I appreciate you coming in today, as you do every other Tuesday, and we look forward to seeing you again.
Well, thank you, and be safe, Coffeeville.
Absolutely, and you be safe as well, too, sir. All right, we're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have some news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.